All right, we'll go live because I want to get a hike in. Young lady writes, good morning, Aaron. I think a young lady. I previously emailed, I think I had, if you had replied, I missed the reply, my junk. Try to find, I couldn't. Sorry for my mistake. I'm looking for career guidance and would appreciate your expertise. You're 39 years old. You make over six figures at a place. Let's just say managerial, because once again, we have unique people. And I'm married. My wife, 37, is a CPA and makes 65 grand. I could say that. We have a paid for house, well-funded 401ks and Roths, and are building a bridge account to early retirement, anticipated 5 to 10 years, depending on market performance, along with having 50,000 in cash. I enjoy my position even when it sucks, but want to have a solid backup option if I get canned. Not thinking it would happen, but could, that pays somewhere around 50, 60 as my wife and I are trying to have a baby IVF. And I want her to be able to stay home. Good. Thank God. Someone's got it right. So, hey, did you hear what these people are doing? They're actually going to raise their effing kid. Imagine that. Who heard of such a thing? She is very traditional from a foreign country and has a great family. We don't want iPads, nannies raising our children. God bless you, ma'am. We live well below our means and obviously save a lot of money. I live in a place which has a strong manufacturing hospital employment base. I'm thinking some kind of certification from a community college that I could work on in my free time. I don't have a lot of. I would love a video response. It would be hopeful that the response could be anonymous. I don't know if my IQ, but I think I'm probably smarter than the average bear. Well, yeah, if you're making over six figures, you probably, in the way you wrote, you're smart. You could probably do whatever you want. Maybe not nuclear physics, but certainly within the wheelhouse of business. I just want to verify. So you would continue working, but are afraid you might lose your job, thus leaving you guys with no income, and therefore wondering what additional training schooling you could get to hedge against that. I'm a bit confused because at your salary range, you must have some employable skills that would land you a job elsewhere in the particular industry you're in. Also, are your current education training, if you were to go, and what would you get if you were to go find employment elsewhere? How much money do you have saved up in case you lost the job? You have a worthless bachelor's degree and a worthless associate's. You're one of the few people who actually turn that around and make something of it, though. I know, because I taught people with that degree. You have accounting background, I mean, experience. And if you left your current employer to work at another industry place, probably looking at closer to 55 to 90,000 annually and still have to work a significant number of inconsistent hours. I'm confident I could easily get another job right now if I want. Yeah, there's a labor shortage. Figure pay cut, other options. Hang on. We are prepared to live for approximately 18 months right now without working and being okay. All right, so you got 18 months. My wife has also told me she wants to start working again, either full or part-time. Easy for us to go, but I would like to avoid that. Well, she takes care of the kid. Okay. Take care of this thing we just brought into the world. Maybe we should take care of it, huh? So that's the new job. She's the wife or mother now. But she says she is a CPA. She could do some work from home. And I'm not against that either. You can't just always be with the child. You need a little break, get out, go have fun. So if she has, like, you know, if she can get some top, like she takes her top two clients, as long as they don't take too much time, keep her skills sharp just to change her mind. So yeah, she could work from home, have a little bit of client work, and, you know, plus the kid's going to sleep. Gosh, don't babies sleep a lot? So I'm not against her working part-time, a little bit of contract work. That'd be fine. We're currently saving so we could perhaps get 2.5 to 3.5 years without either of us working. So you got 2 to 3.5 years. I'll cover taxes. I paid a little extra. All right. Look, here, I'll have you look at it a different way. If not you, who then would be qualified financially to have children. You guys got no debt. You both make good money. Your wife is can work from home and pick up contract work left and right. You make more than enough money, and you're as gainfully and securely as employed as you possibly can be. And even if you got laid off, I'm sure the company would probably like, well, we got something else, or you could go find another job. You have a ton of money saved up. Your expenses are actually quite low because you don't have a mortgage. If not you, who then is financially qualified to have children? Because nobody would be. Like, you're in the top, like, 3-4%, certainly the top 5. 1 in 20 people have your finances with no mortgage, let alone an emergency fund, let alone an adequately funded retirement plan, let alone with a spouse that's got a CPA. So I'm perfectly, yeah, I mean, go. You got my blessing. You're the perfect candidates to have kids. Because you got one person who's going to stay and actually raise them, which is the most important thing. Then you got your finances squared away, which is the second most important thing, but just as vital. It's like the brain's the most important thing, but you need a heart. I wouldn't worry. But then two, if you want to go back to school for something legitimate, I would repurpose your otherwise worthless degree and capitalize on your accounting and managerial experience at the position you're in now. And what's great about that is that's accounting. And you got a wife that's got accounting background, a CPA. She can help you out. You already know what it is. You already know how to do it from the ground up. So you would understand it from a practical standpoint. You probably sail through your classes. You get yourself a master's degree, or not a master's degree, but enough master's credits so you could sit for the CPA. You could do it online. So you could do it at your own time in your own leisure. And then, boom, you got a CPA, too. You got two CPAs in the house. So that's, if I was going to get some kind of income or education, that's what I would get. Definitely under your ability. You already have experience in it. Would only bolster your pay. And then also what I would encourage you to realize is that there's no eliminating all risk. Like factually, in the history of asshole consulting, you're the most financially stable couple to have children I've ever had come across my plate. But I don't think I've had that many people come like, should we have kids and what should I do for a career? But yeah, go and do so without worry or fret. And if you want, take a couple classes, get your bachelor's degree in accounting, Western Governors University or ASU online. Find out what requirements the state CPA society has at the state you're in. Let's see how many. You know, will they accept Western Governors University or not, online accredited online college or not? And then how many master's credits you need to sit for the CPA? I'd slowly make my way towards that. That's what I'd purpose my time into. If you're looking for something quicker, maybe an enrolled agent, that's something you could do very quickly. But yeah, that's, you guys are good to go. Good to go. That's what I do. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.